At a time when we're seeing so much selfishness and a lack of love, Christians have something unique to offer this world. In his second letter to the Corinthians, in chapter 1, St. Paul writes these words, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." Think of a time when God maybe gave you comfort in the face of pain and trouble. Maybe it was in connection with school. Maybe it was in connection with a relationship. Maybe something to do with work or at home. Most importantly, think about the time that God the Father gave us comfort in our hour of utmost need. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were enemies of God, He sent His only Son into this world to live and to die for you and for me. Believers share the comfort of knowing that because of Jesus' life and death, our sins are forgiven and we have an eternal life in heaven one day. As Christians, we share the comfort of knowing that our Lord comes to us again and again to give us His love and to strengthen our faith in His Word and in His Holy Supper, and that He's going to make all things, no matter what they are, work out for our eternal good. Having received God's comfort and knowing what that means for your life and mine, it's only natural that we want to share that comfort then with those, as Paul says, those who are in any trouble. Well, so much of this world right now is practicing selfishness and only looking out for itself. Again, Christians have an opportunity instead to give comfort to the hurting, to those in need, to those who are scared right now. Maybe that means sharing some supplies and items with those who don't have any. Maybe it means calling somebody up to let them know that they're not forgotten right now and that you care. Maybe it's just praying for other people. But as Christians, especially at a time like this, it's most important that we share the comfort that we have by faith in Christ. That because of His perfect life and His holy death on the cross, He loves us. And that come pandemic or a shortage of items, He's watching over us, He'll take care of us, and make all things work out for our good. Let us pray. With You, O Lord, we cast our lot. O faithful God, forsake us not, to You our souls commending. Lord, be our stay and lead the way, now and when life is ending. Amen.